We're also tracking days of violence in Jerusalem and elsewhere. NPR's Emily Harris reports this morning on the mood in Jerusalem.
Mesele Mamo is waiting for the bus outside his home, the bus on the line where two Palestinians shot and stabbed passengers last week. They killed two Israelis and wounded at least five. Mamo, an Israeli Jew, was home when that happened, heard the shots, and ran outside.
That was a shock.
His home and the spot the bus was attacked are both a few hundred yards into East Jerusalem, across the old armistice line that used to divide the city into Jordanian and Israeli territory. In 1967, Israel captured all of Jerusalem. Now, Mamo lives across the street from the Palestinian neighborhood where police say the bus attackers came from. Since that happened, all the roads in and out have been barricaded with Israeli soldiers standing guard. But Mamo doubts this measure will help.
These people are all over. It doesn't matter whether you close this or there or down there. It doesn't matter. They are living among us. They are here.
Case in point, as we speak, a city bus that serves Arab neighborhoods pulls up. Half a dozen Palestinians get out, cross the street, and make their way down the hill to their homes.
Here are Arabs' bus.
This is an Arab bus?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There is also, yeah, Arab city bus.
So can you ride on that bus?
They don't mind if you want.
Do you ever ride on the Arab bus?
No, there's no reason.
Even though this Arab bus stops right in front of his house, he says it doesn't go where his routine takes him. This is contemporary Jerusalem. Palestinians and Jews living apart yet intertwined. The cleaners in Mamo's building come from the Palestinian neighborhood across the street. He's heading to work at a hospital where Jewish and Palestinian doctors and nurses work side by side. The last thing Mamo says as he gets on his city bus is that it's just not a good idea, in his opinion, to close down Palestinian neighborhoods. There are innocent people, he says, among the few that he calls evil. Eli Amar and his family live in a Jewish settlement that Israel considers part of Jerusalem. He agrees the barricades might not do much good, but he has hope for other measures the Israeli government is pursuing, aiming to deter Palestinians from carrying out attacks.
What I think is going to help is they must understand that if they're doing it, their parents going to suffer, their brother going to suffer. This is, I think, the only thing that might going to help.
The Israeli cabinet approved plans to revoke the residency rights of Palestinians who are convicted of attacks and are not citizens of Israel. The government also is considering taking away any government assistance, such as health care, that Palestinian residents receive if a member of their family carries out an attack. Amar has changed his routine these recent weeks so he can pick up his son from school. The 12-year-old used to take the bus. Besides school and work, Amar says the family is mostly staying home.
Forget about my kids that they're not leaving the house. Even for us, we're not going unless we must.
Neither is Ahmed Manasra, a Palestinian man who lives in a different part of town. Two of his nephews have been accused of committing a recent stabbing. Normally, he would go to the center frequently, but not now. He says he's not afraid exactly.
I prefer not to go into Jerusalem because I don't know what I'm going to meet on the road. It's a sense of panic or fear, yes, but also just anxiety. It's a precaution for our safety.
Last night, the garden of a restaurant in central Jerusalem was mostly empty despite lovely weather. Jewish owner Yehuda Aslan says the current jump in violence feels different from the second intifada a decade ago. Then he says there was a pattern and he knew what to do.
It was the bombing, the bus bombing, and this kind of, okay, we'll not take the bus. And then they started in a cafe. Okay, we put a guard. Now, where to be safe? You cannot really catch someone, okay, coming. A knife.
And he cannot. He says he does not want to be fearful of the Palestinians with whom he shares this city. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.